I want to be lean, healthy, fit, strong, energetic. Well, that would probably be the goal for most human beings. I very rarely hear people say, I want to be fat, I want to be unhealthy, I want to be unfit, and I want to have no energy, I want to feel lethargic and tired all the time. So if that's our goal, and it really is a simple process, if we just applied some really simple things every day, and we could be healthy, fit, strong, and lean for a lifetime, why is it the most complicated, challenging, long, boring, contradicting, controversial topic on the planet right now? If you were to type into Google fat loss or health or losing weight, you would get millions and millions of opinions and ideas on how to lose weight, and they're all contradicting each other. So the idea is, let's find the simple things that work, the simple things that don't take very much time, the simple things that we could apply every day, and most importantly, the things that nobody's going to argue about. We know what they are. Obviously, you need to have a positive attitude. You can't run around every day feeling grumpy and being negative and expect life to be amazing. Obviously, you need to be hydrated. Nobody on the planet's going to say you should drink no water and you should let your brain dehydrate and you should let your body dehydrate. You would die. And the flip side is, if you are hydrated, you'll feel fantastic and you'll have much more energy because your body's functioning effectively, because it's 60, 70, 80, 90% water, depending which part of your body you're talking about. No one's going to suggest that you should eat high fat, low nutrition, high calorie food that doesn't have vitamins, minerals, phytochemicals, fiber, and makes you the food that makes you feel fantastic. Nobody's going to argue that you should be eating food that has no nutritional value. So that's an easy one. No one's going to suggest that you shouldn't move. If you lie in a hospital bed for a couple of weeks, your body will waste away. Most people spend their lives like that, lying down, sitting in the car, sitting at their office desk, sitting in front of the television, sitting on the computer screen, sitting. And we've gotten fat as a Western world. So the suggestion is that we need to be moving around. And obviously, fit people burn fat faster. So with the big challenge with obesity, the suggestion, of course, is that to get lean, you need to get fit, and to get fit, you've got to get puffed, and to get puffed doesn't take very long. And that's the exciting thing about exercise, is it doesn't have to take very long. So it's not just a suggestion. All the top researchers in the world are now recommending that you don't exercise for hours and hours. They're recommending that you do a couple of times a day something that will get you really, really puffed, and that way your body will turn into a fat burning machine. You'll be burning fat faster at rest, and this is the really beautiful thing. Your body chooses to burn carbohydrate, fat, protein at any time, a tiny amount of protein, mostly carbohydrate or fat. But when you're fit, your body chooses to burn fat more effectively than if you're unfit. And that means that when you're sitting doing nothing, your body will be very happily burning fat rather than carbohydrate. And that's a very simple explanation of how simple it actually is. So the key here is to get fit. Do something a couple of times a day that gets you puffed. Now, whether that's vacuuming fast, walking up and down a flight of stairs really fast, finding some soft sand and going for a 10-second sprint up and down the sand, run around the backyard with your kids, run up and down the hallway with your husband, do something that gets you puffed. That's really simple. And then the last one, which is really important, because aging is a big challenge. And as we get older, we get less active. We don't do so much huffy puffy, which keeps us lean, because we're getting older, we think. Well, that's just not true. You don't have to get old. Chronologically, you're going to advance, of course, but your body doesn't have to get old. You can keep it young by keeping it strong. And strength comes from muscles, obviously. And as you get older, if you don't do anything, your muscles will waste away. Of course, if you lie in a hospital bed and don't do anything, your muscles will waste away. Of course. So the key is to maintain your muscle strength. And the only way to do that is to overload your muscles. And the beautiful thing here is, how simple is this? Muscles can't count, and muscles are blind. So it doesn't matter how many of an exercise you do, and it doesn't matter what you do, as long as your muscles are being overloaded, which means you could lift your children, you could lift a suitcase, you could lift a wheelie bin. Well, isn't that funny? We don't lift them anymore because they've got wheels. Same with suitcases. We don't lift them anymore because they've got wheels. And isn't it funny that since everything's got wheels and we don't lift anymore, we've gotten weaker? So keep it really simple. Find two or three exercises, one for the front of your body, one for the back of your body, and one for your legs, which is three exercises. And some of those combine front, back, and legs. And lift as many times as you can, whether it's a suitcase or a bucket of sand or some dumbbells dumbbells or your own child, it doesn't matter as long as your muscles are being overloaded. And if you overload your muscles, which means lift heavier than they are capable of at the moment, which means you won't be able to do very many, you'll only be able to do 6, 7, or 8 of each exercise, and then your muscles will be tired. But the next time you come back, they'll be forced to get stronger. So what that means, and you, by the way, don't have to do that every day. Once a week, twice a week is plenty. So let's wrap that up. This is how simple it is, and nobody's going to argue. Have a positive attitude. Drink more water till you've got clear wheeze. Obviously, you need to be hydrated, and that's the best test for whether or not you're hydrated. If your tinkle is yellow, it means you need to drink some more water. Make sure that the food that you're getting has nutritional value in it so that it has the ability to give you energy and all the vitamins and minerals that you need for your body to function effectively. Get your body fit, which is really easy. Just get puffed a couple of times a day. Really puff so you can hardly breathe, so you turn your body into a fat-burning machine. And then keep your body strong, which is do an exercise for the front of your body, an exercise for the back of your body, an exercise for your lower body, just to make sure that all your muscles are being overloaded to keep you strong for a lifetime. That's how simple it is. And we've wrapped that up in less than 5 minutes. Don't complicate it, please, because the more complicated it is, the less people want to do it. And this is the real challenge we have. Most people don't want to do any exercise at all. They would be very happy to have the perfect body without doing anything. So the further we get away from zero, nothing, the less likely people are to do it. But if we can keep it simple and we do it ourselves, and people say, hey, you're fit and healthy and strong and got a load of energy and you're really lean, how come? And you can say, well, this is how simple it is. I choose to have a positive attitude. I choose to drink more water till I've got clear wheeze. I choose to eat food that gives me energy and nutritional value so that I've got the energy and excitement to get up every day. I choose to have a body that is a fat-burning machine by getting puffed a couple of times a day for 10 to 20 seconds. And I aim to keep my body strong by lifting or doing 3 exercises a couple of times a week, maybe once a week, that keeps my entire body strong. And the beautiful answer really to that is, how do you keep your body so fit, healthy, strong and lean? And you can say, I do as little as possible in the shortest amount of time as possible to make sure that I can be fit, healthy and strong for a lifetime. Thank you in advance for inspiring the other people around you, and particularly our kids, to be healthy, fit, strong and lean for a lifetime.